Welcome to You Manifested That podcast. I am Pauline Lejuste and my mission is to guide people to become conscious creators and create their dream life. I believe that you can attract anything you want, anything, no matter your circumstances or story. If you are looking to have a better life quality, better relationships and make more money, then this podcast is definitely for you. I will share with you valuable content and spiritual advices, and I'm here to change your perspective about yourself and your life. If you are ready to manifest dope things, hit that follow button right now. It's time to level up and become our best version, so let's fucking do it! Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to You Manifested That, episode 10. I am so grateful because I am celebrating my 10th episode. So today, I would like to speak about the fake beliefs regarding money and to see what are yours. So we all have beliefs about everything in life, right? And we have like a belief system that comes from a programmation. And this programmation comes from childhood, from your family, from society, from school, and from your personal experiences. When I was a child, I have seen my parents stress about money regarding taxes or paying an extra bill, even if they had money. So my parents always had money and managed it like very well. What I'm trying to say is that even rich and wealthy people can have some fears and limited beliefs regarding money. It's not only for, let's say, poor people. Like, money concerns like everyone. It's my mind has associated money to stress and anxiety. That became my belief about money. And growing up, there were my beliefs. As a result, I was like reacting the same way as my parents. I was stressed when I had to pay for something, and especially something expensive. I was like, I wanted to keep that money. You know, I didn't want to pay an extra. I was like, no, I want to keep my money, or I want to save my money. And I know many, many people react that way. So I have created limited beliefs regarding money, and I was like really living in kind of lack, not scarcity, but I was holding myself back. And it didn't came like from my parents, okay? Everything doesn't come from my parents. It's not like their fault. I know that this scarcity mindset also come from a past life, because your fears come from somewhere and sometimes it's deeper than what you think. So I definitely believe that in a past life, I have been like very, very poor. So I have been afraid to manipulate money. And I wasn't living my life to the fullest. I was limiting myself all the time. I was avoiding to eat outside, you know, eating in a restaurant. I was paying the cheapest drinks when I have to go out with my friend. I was looking at the price for everything, like choosing the cheapest price. And I was always finding excuses to not pay for something if I judged that this thing was like too expensive. So you have to know something about beliefs. The more you trust a belief, the more it becomes real. That means the more you trust a belief, the more your mind will call for external proof that your belief is real. This is a vicious circle. And that's also why some people stay stuck and their life don't change, like never change. So I'm going to make a list of the money limited beliefs that I have heard or that I have seen with people in life. So the first one is, you have to work hard to make money. So second one is, money doesn't grow up on trees. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Don't spend it all. Don't spend it all. There is not enough money. Rich people are greedy. That one. Money comes only through hard work. We can't afford that. To make money, you must take big risks. That one. Life is hard. It's not fair for me to be rich when others have nothing. Money is a limited resource. Getting rich is a matter of luck or fate. Money is not for me. Rejecting money. That one. Rich people, they exploit and use poor people. Money is hard to make. That one. My financial success depends on the job market and the economy. Actually, that's fucking bullshit. If I get rich, people will want something from me. Rich people are selfish. You need money in order to make money. Money is evil. Rich people only care about money. If I have more money, it means someone has less. Rich people are bad. You can't buy happiness. Money is not really important. Rich people are not happy. More money means more problems. So this list of limited beliefs, I'm pretty sure you recognize yourself in one of them. You need to understand that this list, like those beliefs, they are not the truth, okay? Those beliefs are just a programmation that you have heard previously. This is something that your parents maybe said, or maybe your teachers, or maybe your friends, or maybe your coworkers, or maybe people in the street, people in the subway. And this is bullshit. Like, absolutely. Right now, I am living in France, and I hear everyone talking about crisis because of the war with Russia. Like, this winter, we are not going to be able to have electricity. But this is fucking BS. It's the same. It's exactly the same that finding your job depends on the economy. This is bullshit. And you have to understand that this world outside, they are doing everything to brainwash us. Everything is made to brainwash people, to like control you in a way. And most of the beliefs regarding money, they have been put outside in order for you to, you know, not be safe about money, not feel safe about money, and not understand how money works, to actually play small and follow, like, be a sheep, basically, and do the same as everyone. And also the final goal is for you to work for someone else. This is how I see this game. Like, this world is perfectly, like, organized, and there is a daily manipulation, and there is a money manipulation too. So trust me, all of that is bullshit, and you can make more money, you can change your relationship with money, and indeed you are in a relationship with money, and money is not evil. Actually, it's totally the contrary. You can have good intentions with money, and I do believe that you can change the world. You can have such a positive impact if you make more money. So I'm going to tell you something about playing small. So when I was younger, I was always choosing like a low pay job because I was so afraid to pay taxes, and I didn't want to pay taxes. I didn't want responsibilities. I was so afraid of responsibilities, and I never thought I could make more than 2,000 euros income. I didn't want to invest in myself. I was always saving my money because I thought I could not have more money. I was like avoiding pleasure and keeping my income small. In fact, if I tried to make more money, I was stuck. I couldn't like manifest or create more income. And this is energy too. This is blockages. This is like so many things. And I was always also thinking that people could take care of me, like my parents. I was really like dependent with my parents because they always had my back. Then I realized that I got my spiritual awakening, and I understood the relationship with money, with energy, and with everything, because everything is connected. Like, seriously, being in a relationship with yourself or with your partner or with your family or your friend is spiritual. a business, okay, a business, a job is spiritual. Money is spiritual. Like, everything is spirit. There is energy behind everything. And once you understand that and you got the tools and everything, you can, like, your life will change. Your life will drastically, like, change. Like, it will be a huge transformation. But for that, you need to invest in yourself. You need to educate yourself. And you need to, like, unprogram the old software of your computer in your mind and make an update or create, like, install a new program. And if you want to change your world, it has to start, like, individually. You cannot change people, but truly, like, you have to change yourself. Once you change yourself, you will have an impact on other people, and it's like a domino effect, and it's like a human chain, and this is how it works. I want you to find a way to fight these fake beliefs, to change your beliefs, to reprogram yourself, and create your reality. All right, Soul Family, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check my website in the description of this episode because I have gifts for you and it's free. You can download Abundance in 31 Days. It's an exercise for you to experience the law of attraction and see what you can attract in 1 month. You can also download phone wallpapers I have created with beautiful designs and declarations. Also, there are 3 different styles, so you can choose what is your favorite. And I have a manifestation playlist where I have gathered the most high vibe and powerful music if you want to shift your vibration, release, dance, twerk, clean, take a shower, whatever, feel free to use it. Don't forget to hit that like button, follow or subscribe, know that when you do that, you are helping me with the algorithm and my podcast is going to be seen by more people. Thank you so much for that. See you in the next episode and bless you always.